my pleasure now to be able to welcome to the stage one of our members of the European Parliament, Caroline Lucas from the Green Party, a long-standing friend of Palestine. Please give her a warm welcome.
Thank you very much. It's brilliant to see you all here. And we're here with a very important message, and our message is this: that the ongoing Israeli occupation is illegal, immoral, and obscene. That our government, in failing to put pressure on the Israeli authorities, in failing to recognize the democratically elected Palestinian Authority, is itself complicit in the terrible human rights abuses in Palestine. And that's why we demand 40 years is more, much more than enough, and we demand justice and freedom for the Palestinian people now. I've just come back from a visit to the West Bank and Gaza, and I've seen at first hand how the suffering and the poverty is getting even worse. Many of us thought it couldn't get any worse after the expanding checkpoints, the extending barbaric apartheid wall, the settlements, the checkpoints, but the shocking fact is that it has. But even more shocking than that is the fact that official government policy is actually exacerbating that suffering. Our position, along with the position of the EU as a whole, is actively and deliberately undermining the democratically elected government of Palestine. By refusing to recognise the new unity government, Britain and the EU are destroying the authority and apparatus of Palestine's democratic institutions. Worse than that, our policies are actually encouraging and supporting those elements both inside and outside Palestine that want this government to collapse. But if that happens, the spread of violence and unrest and chaos will be unimaginable. And so we say to our government, stop this hypocrisy, stop this blockade, stop turning a blind eye to this ongoing evil occupation of Palestine. But when you ask our government, or indeed the EU, what they're going to do about it, they wring their hands and they say there's nothing they can do. Well, that's very strange because, for example, there is a thing called the EU-Israel Association Agreement. That agreement means that Israeli goods get preferential access to EU markets. And that agreement has a human rights clause. And that human rights clause says that in the event of human rights abuses on either side, the agreement should be suspended. And so our question to our government today should be this: how many human rights do you need? How many human rights abuses do you need? How many women dying in childbirth because they can't pass the checkpoints through the Israeli authorities do you need? And so we say that what's happening now in Palestine is a grotesque crime against humanity, and that our government, in refusing to stand up to it, is complicit of the most awful human rights abuses itself. And so that's why we're demanding economic sanctions on Israel, a boycott of Israeli products, an end to UK investment in Israel, an end to military exports, an end to occupation and freedom and justice for the Palestinian people now.